evaluate. We're just...
Yeah, good morning, everyone. My name is Yin Liang Liu. Together with co-author Dr. Hinning Kim, we are from USDA AI's Southern Regional Research Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. The topic of this talk would be the use of ATR, FTR spectroscopy in non-destructive and rapid assessment of development cord fibers. Actually, more than 1 month ago, I asked to change the title from the cotton leaves to cotton fibers, but they didn't change in this booklet. As we all know, cotton fiber cellulose amount increase with cotton fiber development, cotton fiber growth. This leads to significant changes in chemical, physical, and compositional properties between cotton fibers. Therefore, diversified and well-defined fiber testing methods have been developed to reflect these changes, such as HVR and AFI systems. Over the past many years, traditional chemical and analytical chemical methods have been used in cotton research. One of them is FTR spectroscopy method. As we all know, FTR is not new to us because it was used to study the cotton fiber cellulose crystallinity in 1960s. It also has been used by cotton fiber researchers, for example, and the USDA AI's locations and Texas Tech University in past 10 years. To acquire useful information from FTR spectrum, a number of approaches have been applied, including the use of band intensities directly, the estimation of 2 or 3 band intensity ratios, and the implementation of chemometrical tools, namely PCA and PLS. Briefly, FTR spectroscopy technique has a number of advantages in monitoring the cotton fiber structure and the composition changes because it requires minimal sample preparation and uses few bound fibers as little as 0.5 milligram, applies to any state of dried fibers, and permit routine analysis, and is easy to operate, and is rapid in the measurement. Over the past 7 years or so, we have proposed 3 algorithms to assess the cotton fiber maturity and crystallinity from the FTR bands in 3 spectral regions. Specifically, 1315 at 2036 wave number for fiber maturity, we call it R1 levels. 1032 and 956 wave number for fiber maturity, we call it R11 level, and 730 and 708 wave number for fiber crystallinity. The results from these studies have published in leading textile and spectroscopies such as Textile Research Journal and Applied Spectroscopy. When group under normal conditions, a regular cotton variety produces fluffy cotton balls due to the high degree of maturity. When grew under severe conditions such as drought and cold temperatures, the same regular variety produced non-fluffy cotton balls. In 1974, a mutant gene that was produced non-fluffy cotton balls and in normal environmental conditions was discovered. In this study, TM1 is chosen against its NIL length, NIL variety, IM mutant fibers because TM1 is a genetic standard variety of upland cottons and its genome has become a reference genomic sequence in 2015. In past many years, there are reports that RM mutant fibers have a low degree of maturity compared with its N-Allen TM1 fibers, but they are different regarding to cellulose content between TM1 and RM fibers. So in this study, two cotton N-Allens were grew side by side in the field of USDA AIs in New Orleans in 2011 crop year. Two biological replicates of cotton balls from different cotton plants were harvested at 10, 17, 24, 28, 33, 37, and 44 dpas. For the cellulose content measurement, the method was used the modified optograph method, which take in at least 2 days for each sample due to the slow hydrolysis process of cellulose. For the ATR-FTR spectrum, it was collected by a routine procedure, taking less than 10 minutes for each cotton fiber sample with 5 different sampling locations. In general, cotton fiber growth including 4 different but distinct stages called fiber initiation, fiber elongation, and the cellulose synthesis and the fiber maturation. With the fiber DPA increase, apparent spectral intensity increase or decrease in this region are apparent for each developmental fibers, as shown here. As usual, both PCA and organismal analysis was used to understand the similarity or dissimilarity of FTR spectrum from these developmental cotton fibers. The plot of PC1 against DP shown here shows the increase of PC1 score with DP for both fibers. It especially the PC1 score increased quickly from the 10 dpa to 24 dpa. It implies that the fibers at 10 dpa are mostly composed of the primary cell wall, and the fiber at 24 dpa are composed mostly of secondary cell wall. Also, for crystallinity index shown in the middle figure, the inference crystalline increase as expected from this values was calculated from the same spectral set. The figure in the for the R values in the far right, that the R values increase expectedly and apparently. Notably, no significant difference in PC1 score, IR crystallinity, and the R values are detected between TM and RM fibers and each developmental stage. Concurring with the ATR-FTR spectral result, the cellulose content from the traditional method shows a similar increase patterns between two fibers and each developmental stage. Significantly, there's no significant difference in cellulose content between two types of fibers and each developmental stage. This figure shows a correlation between the cellulose content from traditional AC method to the R values from the ISTR measurement for each, for both fiber seeds. It shows the good correlation between two different measurements and two different independent measurements. This result demonstrated that the FTR spectroscopy technique can be used to monitor fiber maturity rapidly and non-destructively. Here is another application of using FTR in the support of cotton breeding research. As we all know, cotton fibers are harvested from cotton plants in the field. In fact, cotton fibers can also grow in the cultures in the lab. The advantages of cultured fibers over the field growth fibers is to choose the better experimental conditions. For example, in the selection of inhibitors, growth hormones, and the controlled experimental conditions. Overall, the R values from the FTR measurement increase steadily for each fiber set. Significantly, there are differences in the fiber development between two types of fibers because a distinctive difference in the fiber growth environmental conditions. In other words, the fiber development of cultured fibers from primary wall to the secondary cell wall was delayed, was about 10 days delayed compared to the fibers growing in the plant. So here's the conclusions from our systematical studies. One, it validated the earlier development of FTR technique in rapid, non-destructive, and direct determination of cotton maturity and crystallinity. Two, from the aspect of routine applications, it takes less than 1 minute to scan each sub-sampling portion. In other words, if we want to sample 10 locations for each sample, then we can have the result in 15 minutes. Certainly, we appreciate for your useful comments and suggestions. Thank you very much.